Ordered a beautiful day for you today. We're ready to get back to work. We've got this final week that we got to get going. And really what we're trying to do is improve to the point where when we get ready to go to camp, we don't have to start over with everything again. Obviously, we'll start back with our install and start back with our techniques and all that, but we don't want to regress from last week to this week to when we get to training camp. But Rick and I went down to Mankato last week. It's a beautiful setup. The facilities are outstanding, and we're excited about getting down there.
How do you try to avoid that with the month layoff?
Well, we're going to stay in touch with the players, just kind of remind them, send them little messages. Hey, let's keep going where we're at, make sure we're working out. We'll have a conditioning test when they come back to keep them motivated. But, a lot of it falls upon the player. But we'll remind, it's part of our job to remind them.
You're fairly healthy here as you start minicamp?
Yeah, we're pretty healthy. I think we got a couple guys that won't go this week, but other than that, we're good to go.
Is everybody here?
Yes.
Okay, good. Khalil and Joseph, they closing in on getting back to.
Yeah, they're not totally cleared yet, but we're working them into things. They won't be going as much into team stuff, but they'll be going individual a little bit more.
Is there any concern about them being available for training camp?
No.
I'm sure you're excited to get Anthony Barr back and also Scott. As far as it goes with Anthony, is he behind the curve a little bit because he hasn't been here, do you think? And what do you guys need to do? I mean, how big are these next 3 days to get those two guys up to speed? And also Yankee as well. I know he was here last week.
Yeah. Well, it's hard for me to tell how far they're behind because we've only had a walkthrough so far and they didn't mess anything up in that. But, I'll know more as we get going in practice and, how far they're behind. I mean, today is a fairly easy install day for those guys. They've had everything that we've done in the rookie mini camp, so that shouldn't be too difficult for them. But we'll have to find out where they're at as we go throughout the week.
Having coaches talk to them while they're away and visit them a couple times, how beneficial was that?
Well, you probably have to ask them, more so than me. We felt good about it as coaches being able to go down there and spend some time with them, and we were on the phone with them quite a bit. We went through a lot of tapes with them, but there is no substitute for doing that on the field. But it's a way to be within the rules and do the best job we can.
How excited are you to see more of Crichton? He's a guy a lot of people thought would be drafted earlier. Are you kind of really curious to see what you got here with him?
Really all the guys that we that weren't here, Yankee, Crichton, and Barr. We drafted them because we think they're good players and felt fortunate that they were there when we picked. But, it's the excitement level will raise or lower based on what they do on the field.
In terms of Crichton, though, what do you like from what you've seen of him so far at the rookie minicamp?
Well, Crichton's he's a tough guy. He's a multi-position guy. He's a great effort guy. He's got good strength. And so we're excited about what kind of potential he does have down the road.
How do you look to divvy up those snaps at quarterback?
Well, we are working with the three different guys. We're trying, obviously it's hard to get three ready, but Orv and I have talked about it a little bit yesterday on some of the things that we're planning on doing as far as training camp and getting, I want to give everybody an opportunity and make sure that it's a legitimate opportunity for all of them. And then we'll start narrowing down the reps as we get going. But it won't be for a while. We have to the thing that I want to guard against most is rushing into a decision where we make a decision quickly as opposed to making the correct decision. And so our main focus now is making the correct decision, not so much for the fans or the media or anybody else on this football team. And that's really in regards to all the positions, not just the quarterback position.
Do you almost have to have a favorite, though, that gets more reps than the rest just to be sure that he's ready for the season?
Eventually we will. You know, there's still a lot of time. You know, we've got 20-some practices before the first game and 20 walkthroughs or something. And I mean, we've got time. You know, everybody wants to rush into things, but it's more important that we make the right decision, and when we do, then you know, then we'll go with it and hope that it's the right call.
So you don't necessarily go in saying Matt's the guy?
I've never said that. I mean, I know I've heard other people say it, but I've never said it. You know, I from the day I walked in here, I said I want tough, passionate, smart football players, and I want competition at every position. And so, to me, we're still competing. Everybody's competing for jobs. I'm competing to be a good head coach. I'm, you know, the assistants are competing to be good assistant coaches. And so, again, I don't want to rush into anything.
What did you see from Jasper Brinkley on film before, you know, signing him that made you think he could be a fit for this defense?
Well, he was a solid guy at Arizona that did a nice job in the running game. And, you know, as you know, watching on tape is a little different than watching when you actually have the opportunity to coach him. But the thing I've been impressed with Jasper is he studies very, very hard. He doesn't make very many mistakes. And, you know, as I was saying a minute ago, the least mistakes, the smart football teams typically win. And I think he'll, it's hard to tell, you know, what kind of physicality he has now without the pads on, but he hasn't made a lot of mistakes. He seems to be getting the calls right. For the most part, he knows where to line, you know, get other people lined up. And like all of them, there's a few alignment errors, you know, instead of being here, they're over here a half a yard or something. And, you know, those are all things we're trying to clean up, and that's why we're doing this stuff now.
Because of his experience, does he kind of enter as the favorite for now anyway?
I you know, we have to line him up somewhere where we go, but I don't look at this guy's the favorite or that guy's the starter or, you know, we line him up. He's lined up with the first team right now, but I don't know if he'll be the, you know, once we get into practice and games and the things that prepare us for games and for the season, that will determine who lines up there on September 7th, right?
Right. Here's a kind of a long-range question for you. How do you feel about the Vikings being displaced 2 years playing at the University of Minnesota? And in preparation for that, what do? Do you talk to anybody maybe from the Seahawks or the Bears who were displaced and had to play at a different stadium, or what do to kind of prepare?
I have talked to people about I still have one more phone call to make on that, but I have talked to people about that situation, and you know, it's kind of like that movie Hoosiers a little bit. You know, the field's 100 yards long. I know it's not the stadium that we've been playing in or the stadium that we will be playing in, but it's 100 yards long. And still, at the end of the day, the team that's prepared the best, the team that plays the best on that particular day will win football games. And so I look at it as an advantage for us. You know, we're not the only team that has to go into a different stadium and play. They got to come to a different stadium and play too. So I don't look at it as playing on the road. I look at if that's our home stadium for the next 2 years. And if we prepare good, we play good, we block and tackle and all the fundamentals, none of that stuff will matter.
Who have you talked to?
Some head coaches. I mean, you've probably mentioned a few of them already, you know, teams.
Did they help you?
Yeah, you know, each situation is a little bit different. You know, one team travels that weekend. One team had to play 1 year at one stadium, 1 year at another stadium. But it's just good to get their input and feel, kind of find out what their negative thoughts were and what the positive thoughts were, and really what they tried to do to make it more as a home stadium, I guess would be the way to say it.
Going back to the conditioning test, I'm not real familiar with it. Is it something she did in Cincinnati, or is it just typical to start?
No, it's similar to what we did in Cincinnati. It's just, you know, it's just, I think it's important that when players go off for 5 weeks, that they understand that, you know, they can't lay on the couch for those 5 weeks. They got to be in shape. We've got 90 players counting on one another to be a good football team, and we don't want 85 of them sitting around doing nothing for 5 weeks. I'm trying to keep them motivated, not just for the conditioning test. I'm trying to keep them motivated for the other guys on this football team. You know, we're trying to take ownership in something bigger than ourselves. We're trying to make this team a good football team, not 90 individuals or 11 individuals playing at one time. And so we all have to count on one another to do their respective jobs and come back and be ready to go. Because the NFL season is a grind, and it's not unusual. I mean, a lot of teams do it. I don't know if they did it here or not, but you know, it's what we do.
Is those 5 weeks about the biggest time of dread for a coach?
Well, we're trying to get away from everything, you know, and kind of relax. But I think the excitement of the, you know, as you start building, you know, the first part is, you know, everybody, hey, it's, you know, we don't have to practice today, we don't have to do this. But the players understand they got to work and they got to lift, and they, you know, we'll give them a lifting program, and a lot of the guys will be here, obviously. And, but I think these players understand that to be a great professional, this isn't a 6 month a year job. You got to be prepared, and that's by making your body prepared for the physicality of the season, being prepared for the length of the season, and all the different scenarios. So, you know, one of the things we want are guys with stamina, guys that can go 16 games and go 65 plays if they have to. And so they have to understand that this is part of that too.
What have been your impressions with Cordero, and are you impressed with how he's carried himself off the field, a young guy who's, you know, had some success last year, and how he's kind of ingrained himself in the community?
Yes, Cordero's, you know, I happened to see him last night at dinner somewhere, and he, you know, I like his attitude. He's a fun guy, but the thing that I've been impressed the most with is how he works out here. I mean, he works. You know, I was told that he didn't work real hard on the practice field, but that's not the case at all. He works hard. He wants to be good. He's a very talented guy, and so we'll just keep getting him to work hard. And, you know, he wants to be good. So guys that want to be good, I love those guys.
How's Michael Motti look?
Michael's doing a good job also. You know, he's, again, competing for a spot on you know, as a starter on the team both. He's a smart guy. He's got, you know, he's got a tremendous family background with playing football, and you know, he's a extremely hard worker, very, very focused on what he's trying to get done. And so I'm excited to see him when he gets in here in pads, see him when you know, the bullets are flying a little bit more. So
you get the sense that all of his knee troubles are,
yeah,
that there's no residual.
Yeah, he looks good running around. I mean, I don't think there's any. I mean, you'd have to ask him that. But it watching him, and obviously I didn't watch him before the knee hurt. All I've seen is now. But I don't see a guy that's limited athletically because of that.
Are you a soccer fan at all?
I like the United States.
did you watch?
I did watch about a little bit of it last night.
Time for two more.
Great.
Thank you.
We're stacking them up.